We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are breaking down all aspects of Yankee baseball. This is the Bronx Pinstripe Show with your hosts, Andrew Rotondi and Scott Reinen. Let's go.
Open the beer. Here we
go. Open the beer?
Yeah.
Are you peer pressuring me?
We're gonna get a fucking ticket.
Yeah. Come on. Oh, we're gonna get a ticket. You want me to get a ticket?
The guy just sold me. I don't know what you want to do. It's apparently legal. He just sold me.
Are you putting this on the podcast?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
You're pointing.
All right. So, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. The Yankees were down 0-2, came back home with Gerrit Cole on the mound, and they got bent over and spanked red. That's what happened.
Spanked red. No. What happened was the New York Yankees forgot how to play baseball. They couldn't fucking do anything on offense. Not like they could the entire series. But today was extra egregious. And literally nothing happened. Hold on. Literally nothing happened.
So, to set the scene for everyone, we're standing at the hallowed grounds of the old Yankee Stadium. It's, you keep telling me to move the microphone.
Yeah, corn cob.
So, it's 9.07 p.m.
Which is not late. It feels a little weird because it's not that late, actually.
Yeah, it feels like the clock struck midnight on this team.
Yeah. You keep putting the microphone back in your face.
It's just an embarrassing performance. There's a million things that went wrong tonight, like, ultimately, they got three hits, essentially one hit, because two of the hits were in the ninth inning, so it didn't matter.
At the end of the day, that's what it boils down to. So
I know.
We need to make sure that we're placing blame in the correct spot, because at the end of the day, yeah, there were some runs that were given up that probably shouldn't have been given up, but the Yankees' offense did absolutely jack shit once again. And look, this is the same fucking problem that happened in 2019 when we were here in this exact spot recording this fucking podcast. Everybody's like, pitching, 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 pitching.
No.
The fucking offense, again, failed this team. Failed this team. The pitching was fine. Like, tonight, Gerrit Cole he was actually okay. The moment where things got wrong and things got bad, he fucked up. But the offense is what failed this team again. Again and again and again and again.
Okay, so,
and it's so frustrating to see that. Because the spotlight is on the pitching.
Ultimately, you are right. But in a moment when the team is coming home and you've got Gerrit Cole on the mound and you're thinking, we've got Gerrit Cole tonight and we've got Nestor Cortes tomorrow, this is our chance to get back in the series with our two best pitchers pitching and we're going to get back in the series. And there's a pop-up to right field and it's just completely dropped.
Totally misplayed. So, Judge comes over. The communication's terrible. Bader needs to take control of the situation way earlier. Judge looked like he was going to have it. Pulled off at the last
minute.
However
you want to analyze that specific play.
However
you want to analyze that specific play, it just highlights the fact that this team is not good enough. For one reason or the other, this team is not good enough. They're outmatched by the Astros.
But that has nothing to do with being outmatched. That's just a fundamental bad play.
It does. If you're going to let a pop-up to right field drop, and then it's going to snowball into a two-run home run to the number nine hitter.
Well, that goes back to the Gerrit Cole situation that we've talked about many, many times, where something goes wrong, something doesn't happen, not even that goes wrong, something happens in a non-ideal situation.
Right.
And then Gerrit Cole caters to the to that situation and folds like a fucking lawn chair. And that's what happened. And it's not all Garrett Cole's fault. Because they should have been out of the fucking inning.
Yep.
Everybody knows that. Bader and Judge had a miscommunication. Both of them great defenders, ironically. Bad communication. Should have fucking done it. Didn't. Then Garrett Cole, again, with the lapse. Boom. Game. Pretty much game over at that point.
Yes, it's game over at that point. Now, so you're right that the offense did nothing and has done nothing all series. But also, there's a momentum to certain games where you see, okay...
It
took the wind out of the stadium. The stadium was completely dead. The offense was completely dead.
The stadium never became alive. Logan and his dad are here, and we're recording outside by the old Yankee Stadium again. It was a sad... Honestly, it was sad. Because the stadium was fucking dead all night. And you know why? You know why? Because there was nothing to fucking fight for. There was nothing to live for. There was nothing. There were no moments.
People were getting up on 2-1 counts. People were getting up on 2-1 counts like it was like the tying run.
Probably the worst game I've ever been to. I've been to some bad games where like the team has just completely gotten blown out. But I don't know that an atmosphere has ever felt so dead in such an important game.
No, it's true. The atmosphere was dead, but the atmosphere was dead for a fucking reason. The atmosphere was dead because the team did that to us.
Yes.
The team gave...
My
no
point is the tone was set. There was that not. Pop-up drop.
There was not an opportunity in that game where we all felt like, okay, now is the maybe the ninth inning with two runners on, with two outs, and we're like,
hits.
Maybe, like maybe there's a fucking miracle. I'm sitting here with my Magic in the Bronx shirt on, like an asshole, and nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Like the whole day, nothing.
This is one of those games that's impossible to analyze other than just say they suck. They sucked. They stink. They suck. Like, they're not as good as the Astros.
You're talking about nothing.
No, can we back up a day?
No, I mean...
No. Here's what happened, what didn't happen today, what's going to happen tomorrow, and why it's relevant. So, Lance McCullers gets hit by a fucking cork, okay, in the elbow by the celebration of a champagne bottle. Yeah, bullshit. Okay, maybe he got hit by a cork, okay? But he can't pitch today, Saturday, but he's fine to pitch tomorrow, Sunday, no problem. Everything's fine. No, what they were doing is exactly what the Yankees tried to do in game one. They were like, okay, we're up 2-0, house money, now we're going to punt this game to see what... No, we're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens. Because if the Yankees win, we got McCullers, feel good. If the Yankees don't win, we got McCullers of... Close the fucking series out. It was the exact right move. Because you're going with Javier today.
Punt with a guy who no-hit the Yankees. Like, that's not punting.
It's not punting. If you're the Astros, you probably feel better about McCullers than you do Javier. And you're facing Cole versus Nestor, so you're picking your spot, right? Like, that's what they were doing.
At the end of the day, Cole is the game the Yankees should win. And the Yankees and the Astros feel okay about losing. Because the Yankees should win that game, right?
So we felt about game then.
Literally the same situation. The exact same
situation. The Astros are up 2-0 versus tied in
Drink
the series.
Drink your beer. Drink your fucking beer.
The first game of
By
the
series.
By the
way, I had no idea that people outside Yankee Stadium were selling beers.
Yeah, I don't think they
that
did
was
this
a new
in
thing.
2019.
It's a new thing. I've been out here many times. No one has approached me asking for beer. I paid for the record, just so everybody understands what the economics are of the situation, because I feel
how much
like,
were they?
I feel like now there's a we're laying some groundwork on what a beer costs after a game. $5. $5 a beer. Yeah.
That's
I gave him $9, okay? Because it didn't
I don't think you want to say
I
why
probably
you didn't
don't
give
say
him 10.
It in real, but I had a bunch of dollar bills. One of them was not good. One of them was
dirty.
Not in great situation. He's like, you know what? $9. I go, okay. So profit was made. Yeah,
the beer vendor didn't
so
want
So you can
dirty
negotiate
dollar.
Outside Yankee Stadium for beers. That's the takeaway from this game. You now have the ability to buy beer after the seventh inning outside Yankee Stadium walking to the Hudson line.
Do you know what I'm mad about? So I've been in the Bronx.
You're
since
numb
about,
right now. You're numb.
I've been in the Bronx since about 2 p.m. today. It's now 9:15 or whatever. It was a beautiful day. It was in fact, it was warm.
It was, yeah.
It was hot.
I went back inside Billy's because I was hot.
Yeah. So I was wearing too many layers because it's an October playoff game and we were standing outside at the bar at Billy's and I was actually sweating. I think I got a sunburn. Okay? It was an awesome atmosphere. People were fired up, booing the shit out of every Astros fan that walked into Billy's. The crowd was fired up.
The Astros chant was on fire.
The crowd was fired up. And it just was a complete laying of an egg in this game.
Even at Billy's, it was awesome. I met like five, six, seven people who listened to the show, came up and was like, what's up? It was a lot of fun. And then you go in and it just never started. The problem is that it never started, right? Like usually at a game, there's something that goes, there's something that starts. I mean, I'm not even in a position right now to piss on a public building. We're not even there.
But you're drinking beer outside, you'll shit on a public building.
Yeah, maybe we'll take a dump. I will not. I don't know why you said that. I just agreed with it. Way too naturally.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We found out that Logan's father is my age, which is very, very, I don't even know how to handle that.
We found that out.
I don't know how to handle that.
We found that out after game two, after we were finished recording.
I don't even know how to handle that.
We were planning the Saturday, and we're like, oh, Logan, you're coming to Billy's. He's like, I can't get into Billy's. We're like, oh, fuck, right, you're too young. And he's it came up that his dad was Scott's age. And
Logan, what did you just say? Like, that's not true. Like, that can't be right.
I actually texted Scott the next day. I was like, I can't stop thinking about this. I was like, I feel bad for you, Scott.
Yeah. I was so taken aback. I didn't even know how to react. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It was a real mind trick.
Now we have a teacher. Have a teacher. Because Logan's a good kid. Good kid.
Logan's the best. But... you know, you're older than his dad.
He is old. From what Logan said, he's older than me. Like a year, maybe. But
yeah, you both.
I can't possibly think of myself at that age having a child.
1977.
I was so horribly immature. Yeah, but here we are.
I don't. What do you say to a game like that?
There's nothing to say, man. It was a bad fucking game.
So
it
what
was
did the Yankees do in the offseason?
No,
yeah, no. We need that content for later. Today was a bad day. The series is 3-0. There is no chance. I'm sorry. I don't care how big of a Yankees fan you are. There is a zero chance that this team can come back from this.
Hold on. Why do you say that?
Because they're not a good team. They don't have the ability to do it. They don't have the fucking firepower to come back from this. And the Astros are too good.
weighs almost 50.
Like, I'm sorry. 20. I'm sorry. You want me to be optimistic?
The Astros came back from
I'm as optimistic as you could possibly be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
not,
you can't
not,
be.
Yeah,
you got
to
be
lost
real
in
here.
Game 7.
Yeah, not fully.
This is
it's fine.
3-0. McCullers going. They're going to be loaded again. This team is not
this
good
team
enough.
Doesn't have the fight to come back, okay?
Fuck the
this
fight.
Team,
they're not good enough.
No, that's true, but they don't have the fight to come back. This team does not have the fight to come back.
They've shown some fight in the past.
They
they're not
when
good
the
enough.
Last
they're not
when's
good
the last
enough?
Time they showed fight?
Look,
when's the last time they showed fight?
They're not good enough.
They're not good enough.
They're not good enough. The Astros are better, but we knew that going into the series.
No,
but
it was
yes,
closer.
The Astros were better going into the series.
They were,
yes.
They're better as a team. But the Yankees had.
Well, then how else are you measuring them?
From the beginning, we've been doing this podcast. We've done 711 now episodes. We have talked about how this team has had challenge because we talked about 710. That's why I have a terrible memory. The only reason I know that is because we just talked about it. In the past, we have talked about this team, and we have talked about the talent level, and that's what we see. The talent level, the names on this team is good enough to come back and win, but they're just not good.
No, it's not.
The names on the back of the jerseys, not really, because you don't do that.
They have
they're
half the lineup automatic outs.
They're names, but they're at this point they're not good enough. They're just not good enough.
They start IKF tomorrow.
They're not good enough.
Huh?
They start IKF tomorrow.
Yeah, so
and guess what, guys? Guess what, guys? Hey, guess what, guys? IKF didn't make a fucking difference.
Do you know why this team's not good enough to win a championship? It's because there's been three games in the ALCS and they've had three different starting shortstops. Okay,
yeah.
They're not. You can't have three different starting shortstops.
It's IKF's fault that Josh Donaldson's here. That's
Logan. Stop it. The.
I will take anything.
Look, listen to me. You anything you can possibly say about IKF
no.
means nothing
means,
right now. It means nothing.
It had one
you know what?
Today.
You know what?
IKF
I,
had no hits today.
You know what I want? I want IKF at least has some fucking heart. At least has a little bit of. But he doesn't do the right thing all the time. He doesn't make the right play all the time.
He's a stand-up guy.
But at least he fucking tries. At least he fucking cares.
He drives a Tesla too.
Does he actually?
Is that what it was?
Because that was the video we saw of him trying to get out of. Well, what game was it that he got?
Was
he was
right
getting
there,
booed.
Like, right there.
Did you see Jameson Taillon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the bike.
On the bike.
Yeah.
Game 1 after he started.
Like, he was on like a handsome cap.
What are they called?
It was like a handsome cap.
A rickshaw? Rickshaw?
It was a handsome cap. It's, so, I mean, your point that this team, like, they've shown nothing to say they can come back is absolutely true. It's because they don't have enough talent. It's because they're not good enough. It's because they don't have the fight. There's no reason to think they can come back. Can they win tomorrow? Sure. Nestor Cortes is a good pitcher. They could win tomorrow. But they're not going to win the next four games. And that's the bottom line. Because the Astros are a better team. And I think we knew that going in. I knew the Astros were a better team going in. But I also thought the Yankees had a fighting chance. And I hate keep, you know, still going back to this, but you were in a tie game in the sixth inning or the fifth inning
game one,
and you just decided to punt it because you're going to plan on winning game two.
It looks terrible.
You
man.
Cannot do that when you're not better than the team.
Yeah.
But you know what? The Astros were going to punt tonight.
Yes, they were.
And go with
Javier
instead of Garrett Cole.
Did we talk about that?
Instead of
McCullers. Did we talk about that?
Yes, you talked about that.
But was it in the pod or was it before?
No, because they announced it late. They
no, but did we talk about that on when we were recording or was it before it?
No. We were recording.
I think
we were recording.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay, so the Astros could go into a game saying, we're going to not throw our best effort forward because we're better. And we can
and
deal
we might
with this
win.
If we lose.
And we might win.
And we might win.
Game one. It's
okay?
The same thing. But they didn't. They decided
but they
not
didn't.
To.
Then they decided to manage the game in the middle innings of game one like it doesn't matter if we win this game or not. And I'm sorry. When you're not better than the team on the other side of the field, you cannot treat a game like that.
It goes down as one of those like decisions like in 2020 when they decided that Jay Happ and Davey Garcia, like, stupid decision, makes no sense. Mike Ford pinch hitting in a game, stupid decision, makes no sense. Playing New York after a game two win in Boston makes no fucking sense because they're not smart.
So overthinking it.
Yeah.
Trying to outplay your hand. Trying to be a guy that is smarter than the next guy, but actually not smarter.
They're never smart.
I'm not going to put this all on back on game one.
But don't you agree if they win
great
game
situation
one?
If they win.
If they win game one, it's a different series. Not just because it could be 2-1 right now, but
yes,
it's just in general.
Of course.
So I don't see how you could sit there as Boone and the Yankees and say, we're okay losing this game. That's asinine.
Game one's important.
It's asinine when you're not better than the other team.
If you are better than them.
But what I'm saying is, when you're already playing from behind.
You walk into this series.
You walk in and say, they need to. If they want to say like, all right, fine, we're not going to put our best foot forward, that has to be changed when it's 1-1 in the fifth inning. If Jameson Taillon goes out and gives four runs in the second inning, you say, all right, fine, live to see another day. Right. But it was 1-1 in the fifth. Now we got to recalibrate. We got to go Johnny Lasagna. We got to go Wandy Peralta. We got to go somebody. We can't just punt.
You can't send Clark Schmidt out for a second inning.
Right. Which that move worked, even though it shouldn't have, and it was the wrong move. That move worked.
A second inning.
I know. The bringing him in the first inning didn't make any sense. Honestly.
No, but it worked. And they were lucky.
But then you sent him back out. Exactly. Here's the best thing that came out of tonight.
The best thing that came out of tonight. We have 50 tickets in left field. And what that means is that we have 100 tickets on May 27th against the Padres next year.
Could be a World Series.
We're getting back the events. We're starting back up the events, getting everybody back out, hanging out, doing those things. And today was the start of that. That's my takeaway from this fucking game. Is that, you know what I did today? I hung out with people that I haven't hung out with yet, that I've been hanging out with online for a while, but also seeing old friends, seeing people back in the stadium. Fucking amazing. I think the best part, Andrew, and I know you'd agree with me, we've been doing this for 700 episodes since 2011 from the website, 2010. The best part about this is hanging out with people, hanging out with other Yankees fans, doing those things, the events. I know that we've talked about this, are our absolute favorite. Bringing that back next year, May 27th, whatever that Saturday is, if my date's wrong, is going to be the first one, and we're gonna start bringing it back in again. So it was great to see people again. Unfortunately, we just had nothing to get excited about beyond drinking beers and hanging out and seeing each other again. So that's it. I appreciate the relationships. That's where I am.
Sounds like a season.
Fuck. Fuck. I sound like a dad is what I sound like.
This is because you are a dad.
Right, dad?
There's four people here right now, and three of them are dads. So.
Yeah.
Well,
Logan's are all of our child right now.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's going to wrap up this episode.
We're down 3-0, man.
Like, we're going to do another episode.
We're
going to
need
game
a
four.
Fucking miracle. Let's all be very frank about this.
It'll be a live stream. Yeah, thank you for everyone who's been, like, following the live streams and stuff. We've noticed that they do better when they lose, which is kind of concerning. But, hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Everybody, like, the Northeast has an edge and likes to complain. That's it. We've all been dealing with all bullshit our entire life.
So obviously, none of us think they're going to win the series. Right? Like, that's a given. But, like, you still want them to win tomorrow, obviously.
So what, it's a gentleman's sweep instead of a sweep?
Well, but that's the thing. It's like, do you want them to send it? Like, at what point?
When we got shut out of the game tonight, I feel like when we get shut out of the series, it's like way too, it's too much. You can't get shut out of a series.
So, at what point?
The Houston Astros have dominated the New York Yankees.
Well, hold on, let me ask you.
Dominated.
At what point?
Regular season, postseason.
Scott.
We are their fucking bitches right
yes,
now.
Yes. Yes, for
like,
four
bend
straight.
The fuck over.
Since 2017.
These
and Boone, like, you're, like, yeah. So, Boone's
you
quote.
You can't say shit about it either.
Hold on. Boone's quote from
just
early.
Just take it.
Boone's quote from earlier in the year when the Yankees lost the, was that after the doubleheader? After the All-Star break.
He wasn't wrong, actually,
when he said. No, he said, it doesn't matter. None of this matters unless we win in October. Okay. Well, here you are in October, and you're not winning. But let me ask you this. At what point are you going to be convinced the other way? If they send it to Game 6, are you starting to, like, think,
no,
oh, okay, maybe something?
No, I will believe it when we move past them. That's it. Like, I'll get excited. Don't get me wrong. Look, if you guys have fucking not listened to one episode of this fucking show, I will get optimistic about a particular thing, but I'm not going to get fired up until they do it. They got to do it. We all know that. I will. Of course, if this goes to a game seven in miraculous fashion, I will be very excited for game seven. We got there. We overcame a huge deficit, and now we're in a position to win. But until they fucking exercise those demons, it ain't over, man. We are sitting here at the old Yankee Stadium where I'm wearing a shirt that says Magic in the Bronx, because the fucking ghosts from this place right here are the ones that we need back in that place. This is where the magic happened. The magic has not happened.
Do you think Billy's was blasting EDM when Babe Ruth was hitting home runs?
We need to fucking exercise these demons. You know what? I was at my sister's place in Westchester in Irvington tonight, and my niece was playing. She put the movie on Hocus Pocus. I had never seen it. 1993. We gotta exercise those demons. We gotta fucking take care of this bullshit. We gotta take care of this bullshit. It has to happen. I'm looking at the fucking bat, okay? The bat is beautiful.
The bat.
Meeting point. You know what it is? It's a place where people join as Yankees fans, and they go in and watch something that they actually have fun watching.
Okay, I'm going to give Logan a little history.
We have fun watching.
That used to be a smokestack.
You don't even know what that is, do you, Logan?
So this was the actual infield of the old Yankee Stadium.
That I knew.
That was behind the stadium. That used to be a smokestack. Obviously, like in the later years, it was not a smokestack.
In the old Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
No, it's a water tower.
It's a water tower. Smokestack.
Is it from the original stadium?
It's either a smokestack or a water tower.
So they just left it.
Yes.
Like basically, like
they turned it into a bat.
No, it's still there. It's still a thing. It still does a thing. Oh. It was like a utility thing.
So this was the real infield.
Yes.
This is the same direction. Yeah.
It looks like they do a great job.
So, Logan, that bat was a meeting point. So, home plate, everybody met at the bat. Meet me at the bat. We have shirts that we made. Mm-hmm. Meet me at the bat. Because that's what it was. Whenever we go in the Xavier meeting people, where do you go? Meet me at the bat.
I thought it was a smokestack. Maybe it's a water thing. I don't know.
Pretty sure it's a water tower, but I could be wrong too.
Everyone's going to Google it and we'll find out. All right, so that's going to wrap up this episode of the Bronx.
It's not a water tower. There would be a fucking bulb on the top of it. It is. It's a utility fucking tower, okay? It's a fucking utility tower, okay? All right?
I said it was a smokestack.
I don't give a fuck.
You said it was a water tower.
Yeah, I'm saying it's probably not a water. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm probably wrong, okay? I can actually acknowledge when I'm wrong.
Okay, we've already established our roles on this show. Off. You're the fake doctor. Do I'm the fake historian.
What?
Rizzo leadoff.
Yeah, oh, that worked really well. That was awesome.
Didn't work.
Are you fucking stupid? Are you fucking stupid?
But you know what?
Like, you fucking... You fucking morons.
I'm glad they let him off. It didn't work because they didn't score any runs, but you know what?
That was so cool.
I would also but I think they only did it because Javier actually had better splits against righties than lefties. So I think they were putting Rizzo lead off because of that.
Okay. It didn't fucking matter because the team sucks and it didn't work. Okay? That's it. Didn't work.
All right, bye everybody.
All right. Didn't work. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. Make sure you find us on iTunes and subscribe so you can get all new episodes directly onto your phone. If you do like the show, we'd love for you to take a minute and give us a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. It really helps us out and allows us to create more shows. We're on Twitter at Bronx Pinstripes and the same on Facebook. You can always find us there talking Yankee baseball. Thanks again, guys, for your support. Really appreciate it, and go Yankees.